Protecting Endangered Species. Stories from Czech Zoos.
The Plzeň Zoo currently houses over 1,100 species with around 6,500 animals, attracting about 500,000 visitors annually. It specializes in island fauna and flora, but another remarkable feature of the Plzeň Zoo is its many unusual exhibits not seen elsewhere, as the zoo spokesperson Martin Vobruba explains.
Zoologická a botanická zahrada města Plzně je vlastně nyní stará 99.
The Plzeň Zoo and Botanical Garden is now 99 years old. It's the second oldest zoo in the Czech Republic, and part of its history took place in a different location. It's been in its current location since 1963 and merged directly with the Botanical Garden in 1981. Today, both gardens are fully integrated, and since 1996, they have been organizing exhibits based on habitats and biogeography.
Zbudujeme biotopové a biogeografické expozice.
One of the most popular is the Czech River exhibit, where visitors can see otters and catfish. Another is located in a historical Second World War bunker, which houses animals that live underground or are active at night when there is no light. The zoo also cares for many rare and endangered animals, including the Indian rhinoceros, one of Vobruba's favorites.
Indický nosorožec je spíše samotář.
The Indian rhino is quite solitary, so it doesn't seek out others to live with during the year, whether in pairs or in herds. You might see them together at a watering hole, but they don't live communally. Typically, the young are independent by the age of two, and that's also when they usually leave their mother and their zoo of origin. It's a very beautiful animal. I have to admit, it's one of my favorite animals in our zoo.
Pro mě jedno z nejoblíbenějších v naší zoologické zahradě.
Beyond rare species and unique exhibits, the zoo is part of many conservation programs. Kristina Rotová, the zoo's mammal curator, elaborated on these efforts.
Our zoo is a member of the European Association of Zoos and Aquaria. Within this large association, there are several breeding programs. Most are focused on saving endangered species in zoos, but not all are critically endangered in the wild, though that often overlaps. We also have breeding programs aimed at controlling illegal trade and related issues, but the most important is the European Endangered Species Program, the highest level. I would say we have over 100 species in this program.
One of the most critical species in the program is the bandreau, a type of lemur that lives only around one lake in Madagascar. Due to its extremely limited habitat, its wild population may number only in the dozens, making its presence in zoos essential.
The bandreau lives among reeds near the lake. It's a very capable swimmer, something we don't allow here deliberately, though it's visible in the exhibit. In the wild, it feeds on reeds and bamboo, so it's a true food specialist. One common mistake in zoos was feeding it like a typical lemur with vegetables and fruits, which was harmful over time. That's why, since 2017, 5 years after they arrived here, we have been able to breed them.
Since then, at least 10 bandreau lemurs have been born at the Plzeň Zoo. Because it's a protected species under the EEP, a coordinator decides where each individual goes. Rotová says most go to the other zoos, as reintroduction into the wild is often not possible.
For many animals, returning to the wild is absolutely impossible. When I spent a month in Madagascar, I saw there's often no place to return them to, especially not zoo-born animals used to humans. In Madagascar, sanctuaries have no fences, so a lemur could just wander off into a village and potentially become part of someone's meal. That's why repatriating lemurs is extremely difficult. However, we support other projects like one focused on black lemurs, which are among the most endangered. These efforts happen directly in Madagascar, where the animals are tagged, monitored, and their breeding tracked.
Still, Rotova emphasized that breeding endangered animals serves two vital functions. First, if a species goes extinct in the wild, captive populations retain value. Second, future changes might open possibilities for reintroduction. For instance, if Madagascar were to suddenly support and fund lemur repatriation, zoos could provide individuals for that effort. The Pozen Zoo also holds species already extinct in the wild with plans to reintroduce them. These are fish, and two of them originate from Mexico, explains fish curator Karel Kodeš.
We have four fish species extinct in the wild. In our upper-level exhibit, called the Fish Ark, we keep the rarest aquarium and small tropical fish. We have two from Mexico, one from Sulawesi and one from Romania, the Scardinius racovitzi. Unfortunately, being kept in a zoo is the highest level of endangerment a species can reach. The next step is total extinction. That said, we're part of a project restoring natural habitats for some Mexican poicilians. If successful, these fish could be reintroduced to the wild in the next few years. If that happens, they would only be critically endangered in captivity, which is a win for us. We want to protect them, not boast that we house extinct species.
Kodesh, also curator of reptiles, oversees the zoo's Poison Kingdom, a reptile pavilion featuring curious snakes, including the Mangshan pet viper.
This species' habitat is only slightly larger than Pilsen, about 190 square kilometers, so it's highly specialized for that mountain. They need specific conditions, such as cool nights, for example. It's a cold-loving species that must hibernate, so we're building a terrarium equipped with air conditioning, misting, and other technology.
Recognizable by its bright green color, the Mangshan viper is a visitor favorite, but Kodesh finds another snake even more fascinating, the spider-tailed viper, which uses its tail to mimic a spider and lure prey.
Our rarest species is the spider-tailed viper. These snakes attract prey with their tail. Its final scale is enlarged into a pom-pom-like shape. When the viper wiggles it, it really looks like a spider or a solifugi. Birds try to catch it, and the camouflaged viper, blending with the surrounding rocks, strikes and eats them.
The snake, native to Iran's Zagros Mountains, wasn't correctly classified until 2006. Before that, scientists believed the spider tail was just an anomaly. The Pozen Zoo is the only place in the Czech Republic where the snake can be seen, and it requires highly specific care.
It's a super rare, behaviorally fascinating animal. It's also adapted to a specific high mountain environment, so its terrarium is very advanced. It has separate humidity and temperature sensors at each level of the rocks, and each can be individually adjusted. For hibernation, cold air can be brought in from the ceiling. Even in our essentially tropical pavilion, we can lower the temperature to 16 degrees Celsius in winter. One of our keepers used to check the weather in Zagros every day and adjust the terrarium accordingly. They could survive under worse conditions, but they wouldn't thrive or reproduce. So when we get such rare animals, we commit to offering the best conditions, and technologically this terrarium is practically a computer.
The level of detail and care Kodesh describes for the spider-tailed viper's enclosure reflects the Pozen Zoo team's passion for offering each animal the best possible environment, combining science, technology, and creativity to preserve and showcase the world's most extraordinary and endangered biodiversity for all who visit the garden.